As an apostolic believer, you're going to begin to govern your life in the spirit with victory already, no matter what come up. You yourself going to understand your connection with God, that you are designed by God and empowered by God to handle any situation that arises in your life and anybody you're ministering to. As an apostolic believer, it's a governing factor. It's an assignment from God that you know how to rule the territories you're in. It's nothing regular about you because of your relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not regular. As an apostolic believer does not mean you have to become an apostle. As an apostolic believer, whatever the apostle got in him, whatever revelation, whatever anointing, whatever power, whatever glory come out of that office speaking to you, it comes in you and it becomes yours. I'm going to open your Bibles and two open in the book of Ephesians. And the subject matter is very, 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 going to be very, very new to the body of Christ in the aspect of how much God wants us to grow in the spirit and handle things in the spirit and don't be going over and over the same thing. Okay. You're gonna come to a point where you're gonna handle it and walk away from it. Yes. And it will have to obey you. Everything we're teaching now is based from Ephesians 4:11 through 16. It's where we should have been a long time ago. I'll say something. Nobody going to heaven because they're Baptist. Nobody going to heaven because they're a word of faith. Nobody going to heaven because they're Methodist. They're not going to be asking for no Methodist in heaven. No Catholic going to heaven because they're Catholic. So I wonder where all these things come from. The checkout for heaven is going to be John 1:12. But as many as receive him. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So I want you to listen as a Christian. I don't want you to listen with no denomination or tags or labels on you. Open yourself up. Your name is your sons and daughters of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. And that puts you in a position to operate and function in everything that Jesus has done for you. Are you listening? I was walking through my home and the Lord said, give me another assignment along with the apostolic. I said, wow. And here's the assignment. Developing apostolic, you might write it down, apostolic and prophetic believers. Yep. I never developed apostolic and prophetic believers. Now let's put some grace on that. As an apostolic believer, you're going to begin to govern your life in the spirit with victory already, no matter what come up. That was a powerful statement, that man. In other words, you yourself going to understand your connection with God, that you are designed by God and empowered by God to handle any situation that arises in your life and anybody you're ministering to. You got to receive that. The apostolic, as an apostolic believer, it's a governing factor. It's an assignment from God that you know how to rule the territories you're in. Anybody hear me? It's nothing regular about you. Write that down. Nothing regular about me. Because of your relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not regular. Amen. Are you following me? Yes. You listening to me? Yes. So apostolically, as an apostolic believer, does not mean you have to become an apostle. That's right. But you, as an apostolic believer, whatever the apostle got in him. whatever revelation, whatever anointing, whatever power, whatever glory come out of that office speaking to you, it comes in you and it becomes yours. So in dealing with this, you're going to start ruling your life better, ruling your family better, ruling situation that Satan sin better. And then prophetically, not saying you're a prophet, but you're going to begin to prophesy over your life. While you praying in tongues, you're going to get a word from the Lord that's going to make you bold, confidence, having access. There's a few words I want to open up to you. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. For through him, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now that both, we're talking about the Gentiles here, because they talk about the Jews all the time, but Jesus grafted the Gentiles in. So there's no race running the case now. Everybody got to be born again. Are y'all following me? Now watch. Verse 19, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God. There go all racism right there. And are built up on the foundation. Here we go. Verse 20. And built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. So you're the Lord's holy temple. In other words, hear this, please. You are the one, I'm talking to you. You are the, oh my, I wanted it to come out, Lord. You are the one God operating through. God take care of his business through me. Say it. All my business, God take care of. Through me. God cannot carry your life unless you know how to yield to him, because you're the instrument he's going to use for your life. You looking for somebody else. He's not going to use nobody else. He want to use you. You in training on how to take government over your life and how to have insight of what's up the road, so you can be already prepared for it, so you can shut it down before you get there. We're talking about apostolic believers. We're talking about, I'm not talking about starting another denomination. I'm talking about the reality of what God wanted at the beginning, that the apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, and evangelist be locked in the spirit to train you properly to know that you got power from God. I'm on. The 21st verse says, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple to the Lord, in whom you are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now look, a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now look with me in Ephesians 3. We're talking about developing apostolic and prophetic believers. Now, you're probably not going to find no book on this. God is bringing this into the realm now. I heard a training apostolic believer, but when I was walking down the hall, he told me apostolic and prophetic. You're supposed to be apostolic and prophetic. You're supposed to be able to govern your territory and see your next move. And you're going to enjoy yourself when you start prophesying over yourself, baby. I got some prophecy now I'm going to give you tonight. You start prophesying over yourself, God enlighten you about what you, about yourself, about your situation. Give you words that you had no idea you was in that territory. Otherwise, you're going to begin to see things that you couldn't see. Hear things that you couldn't hear. Do things that you couldn't do. So I don't want you listening to me with no the denominational cloak on you. Because we're breaking out. We're about to fly. You're going to know how to handle it yourself. Are you listening to me? All right, over in Ephesians 3, I'm going to begin, I have to, at verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. See, he's telling them, you're Gentile, but I'm bringing you in. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, underline that, grace of God, that's an issue there that we need to see, which is given to me to you all. How that by what? All right, underline that. I'm going to give you all those words in a few minutes, but I want you to get that now. Grace, say grace,
grace.
And revelation.
Revelation.
Two powerful words. Yes. Two powerful words. If you begin to walk in your grace space properly, your life will change tonight. Now, I know you're a Christian. I know you love God. But here the Lord is ministering to you tonight that your grace of space is about to get larger. See, and how is it becoming larger? Because revelation is going to start beginning to show you who you really are, what you really can accomplish, and you're going to look at where you are, and you want to say, I could have been over here all the time. Now, this is, I heard the Spirit of God say you've been living like a criminal. Even though you're a Christian, even though you pray in tongues, even though we praise God, but compared to the freedom, compared to the liberty that the Holy Spirit want to give us tonight, we've been living like criminals. Yeah, but I prayed hours and hours. Yeah, but you ought to be loose hours and hours. Loose. Loose from that little sickness. Loose from that little debt. Loose from that little grudge you got. And walk in your freedom every day. Get up and praise God. Dance every day. No matter what it looked like. May the anointing rest on you tonight. Your grace space. Now, when he say a grace space, listen, the Holy Spirit is talking to me right now. A grace space, he's talking about your favor space is about to get bigger. It's already big, but after the night, you're going to be able to see it. People are going to do things for you, don't know why they're doing it. Because you'll be walking around wearing a favor magnet that will attract the blessing of God. That's where you should have been. So why I say we've been living like a criminal is I have to hit it hard. You hit me too. Have to hit it hard because there's a liberty, there's a freedom that the church at large have not enjoyed, even though there are a lot of people living holy, but they haven't walked on all that holy ground. Holy means blessing. Every little situation, every little scenario you've been dealing with is over tonight. Because while you're praying in tongues, you're going to get a word. Prophetic. In other words, God going to use you to change your situation. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You've been looking for somebody else to change. You've been looking for Jesus to change it. You've been looking for the Holy Spirit to change it. No, no, no. They bring the anointing to you for you to change it. Once you get it, it's over. In the name of Jesus. But Jesus can't say in my name for you. You have to have enough trust, enough understanding that I have the right to use this name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory. Now I'm talking about, I'm talking about saying something in the spirit and not looking back for it to see how it come out. It's done. In other words, so now you move from action, you listen to me, to Thanksgiving. Whatever you said, you don't ask for it no more. You thank God that it's done. No matter how long it takes, no matter how it looks, no matter what nobody else saying, thank you, Lord, it's done. See, you don't go praying over and over and over again because it means you when you prayed the first time, you had doubt. So there's a lot of things you're going to take off your prayer agenda. If you've been praying about it, don't ask God for it anymore. Praise God that it's already done. Thank him because Jesus died. Thank him from John, what is John 19:30? It is finished. So we're talking about living a finished life. Woo! You will wear an apostolic anointing. You will wear a prophetic anointing. And the Holy Spirit then going to be to recognize you that you believe what the Bible says. And the Bible says some things. Let me try to read now. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, verse 2. If you have heard of the disposition of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. You see that? As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Not by no denomination. By the Spirit. Everybody say, by the Spirit. Now, listen to me. The next time you deal with something, recognize that you're dealing in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Recognize that you have a divine right to flow beyond every denomination.
Yes, sir.
Every organization.
Thank you, Father.
Your prayer and your confession becometh living organism. They become okotala. They become God's mouth become alive in your mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo, you heard that?
Yes, sir.
God's mouth from this night forward going to be alive in your mouth when you speak. It's going to be the same as God speaking. When you speak, it's going to be the same as Jesus speaking. When you speak, it's going to be the same as the Holy Ghost speaking. No, there's nothing arrogant about this. This is a divine right that we have. But because the fivefold ministry gift have not been functioning as they should, we have been robbed for thousands of years of walking in our full potential.
Yes.
The Lord is calling Word of Life and everybody who connected to your full potential.
Yes.
Oh my Lord. I like that song, Lord. You got to stop fighting all these battles. Jesus Christ. I used to like to enjoy this.
Yes, sir.
Winners don't have to fight. The other person already knocked out. Satan was knocked out 2,000 years ago while we spending all our spiritual time fighting Satan. I bind you, I bind you. Just walk on him. You know why God's not going to fight your battle? He's already won your battle. So he's calling you to come out of fourth grade in the spirit. Who hearing me online? Who hearing? Wave your hand at me. We're going into another realm, another dimension. We're going apostolic believers. Listen to me, apostolic believer. Prophetic believer. Say something that got to come to pass. And they're going to get stronger in the next few minutes. There's a lot of, how I said, Lord, there's a lot of promotion about to take place. There's a lot of people have been loving God for a long time, and you're aiming to do exactly what God wants you to do, but the instruction haven't been there fully. It's about to come, though. About to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel different already. When you learn you're not a frog, you don't have to jump no more. You understand that statement?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't be pushed around. You're too powerful. I remember I was inferior as a boy. My dad never told me to look nobody in the eye. I'd talk to a person, kind of look down, look at him now and then. But I'll pierce your eyes out now because I've learned that eye contact means something. Tonight, you're growing up. You're going to look Satan in the eye and tell him you have no right here. And I command you to take your hand off of me. Take your hand off of my property. You're going to look him in the eye. You're not going to have to duck him anymore. Because he's no match for you. I'll tell you right now, every problem you have can be dropped off tonight. And the thing you've been praying over and over about, stop, shut up. The first time you prayed, God heard you. Now give him thanksgiving. Give him praise about that. Lord, I thank you so-and-so. Lord, I thank you that. See, thank you, Lord. Because you're saying, Lord, I believe in you. I'm fully persuaded. What you had promised, you're also able to perform. Why are we praying over and over again for the same thing? Lord, please change him. Lord, please change him. Lord, please do this. Your commanding power is rising up in you right now. Your demanding power is rising up in you right now. Woo, and God is so happy. I believe God and Jesus both got up tonight. I mean, they want you to know you carry so much power. Oh my God. But religion and man-made ideas have held the believers from going where they need to go. You know where we headed? I mean, this is a Tuesday night. You know where we headed? You can feel them little awkward thing leaving you now. Boldness. We need to have that. It's in you. Boldness. Not begging. Boldness. Blessed. Let me try to read. Sit down. Look at Look at the person next to you and say, I'm an apostolic and prophetic believer. Tell them I'm about to move in the spirit realm like I never moved before. It's on me. It's in me. Look out. Shoot, man, I almost took off running now. I'm so happy for the body of Christ. I've been, you know, oh my goodness. So I'm just take up the false voice. Well, Bob, when you read, you may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, that did not reveal unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs in the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. I got to read, y'all. Unto me, who am less than the least of all said, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles, that is, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principality and power and heavenly places may be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. It's a little more reading. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have what?
Boldness.
And what else?
Access.
What else?
Knowledge.
Where has been? How bold you been about your last situation? How accessible your answer was? How much confidence you had the last time you prayed? All right. Get ready to write. Here we go. And different dimensions are going to start taking place. I'm going to give you some words now. Grace. Get that word down. Get grace. All of your accomplishment is based on the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation. You're going to have to function in revelation. You can't function in repetition or reasoning, because the Spirit speaks fresh. So routine gonna have to come out of your life. You're gonna have to be ready for a fresh route. How can I say it, Holy Spirit? You see what I'm saying? You're not going the same way. I say this rhyme, because this is a brand new day.
Yes, sir.
In other words, your prayer is going to be different. Your reading is going to be different. Everything you do is going to be different, because there's an anointing coming in you and upon you to recognize your government and your right for insight of how things come out.
Yes, sir.
Before you see it physically.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see it spiritually and you act like it don't exist. Because you've totally leave. Grace going to be different. Revelation going to be different. Mysteries. Knowledge. The manifold wisdom of God. Oh! You're going to have manifold wisdom. When a situation come up, wisdom will come out like a manifold on a car. You're going to know exactly what to do. Or you fly a Falcon 900 and they fly it right from the airport, and you can't be standing behind that thing when they take off. That's the way you're going to be with wisdom. Demon not going to be able to hold their ground when you take off in the wisdom of God. They're going to get blown off the track. Can you see that? Maybe I need to call my partner and take y'all out there and let y'all get behind that plane and see what I'm talking about. Y'all might not have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a little prop plane. I'm talking about a jet with three engines on it. And let y'all stand in the track right behind and tell the pilot to take off. And then maybe I have somebody understand how much power you really have.
Hallelujah.
Manifold wisdom of God. Boldness. I like the next word. Access. You heard that? Access. I have access. Access. Confidence. And faith. Can I add another one in?
Yes, sir.
You're going to be operating in the unsearchable riches of Christ. The reason is unsearchable because it's supernatural. No more praying and mourning anymore. Make a demand on the power and walk away from it. Come on now, talk to me now. If y'all looking for a Wednesday night Bible class, it's over. I'm taking you to places where you need to go. Information. Revelation. Restoration. Transformation. Reformation. All condemnation. Shifting you into the position you should be. We got to move beyond information.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 5, verse 14. You got to move beyond that. You got to know what in chapter 5
yes.
and what in verse 14 and that is in you.
Yes, sir.
So the stages of spiritual acquaintance, grace, revelation, mystery, knowledge, manifold wisdom of God, boldness, access, all belong to you. Confident, faith, unsearchable riches of Christ, information, revelation, restoration, transformation, reformation, all that belong to you. Now listen very carefully. Based on the scriptures in Ephesians what we read, the apostle talked to you now. Listen what happened. You are not successful until you know you are right with God in your heart and in your action. God do not want your heart without your action. Because you lie. And he cannot put you in government control if he can't trust you. So now we got to use a word, a cuss word in the church, sanctify. Let me use another cuss word, holy. It's sort of like saying, my body might want to do it, but I can't do it. Because my body don't control me. I'm led by the Spirit of God. Woo, hallelujah. Woo,
hallelujah.
Saved, sanctified, sealed, and Spirit-led. Now, if you never experienced that, I'm telling you that's a good place to be. I've experienced this for many years. Saved, sanctified, sealed, and Spirit-led. Don't think you can't do it. You can do it. And what it is, let me call it for you so you can have it. It's the glorious exit of humanism into divine. First Peter 1:1-10, you read that. You partake of divine nature. I'm not getting it right now. Get ready for life, liberty, and light. Life, liberty, and light. On every given situation. When you go home tonight, tomorrow. Everything going to be different because the Holy Ghost is going to recall something I'm saying here. Because my mouth really not the mouth.
Yes.
It's God talking to you.
Yes.
I'm just an instrument.
Yes.
I need to hear it myself.
Yes.
My ears something. your normal days are over. You're going to get answers after answers after answers. You're not, sometimes you're not going to be able to stay in the house. You're going to go walk in the yard. And the answer's going to start coming. You say, "Why I didn't see this? Oh, God, look at that. Oh, wow, I can do this? Oh, glory to God, hallelujah." Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got expectancy, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got faith, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't need to be up in every line hand being laid on you. You a hand layer. We got to come out of Sunday school and flow in the school of spiritual maturity. Oh, my. So get ready for life, liberty, and light. And I got a question. You know, grace and favor are the same word in the spirit realm. Have you stepped in your divine space today? Did you have any freedom today? Through the day. So have you stepped in your, when you step in that divine place, and I do it all the time, I do it all through the day. When you step in that divine place, everything will work out. You had peace. You need to have that every day. Say it out loud. I'm stepping in my divine place right now. When your mind go to lying to you, the such a way you go to lying to you, to go to lying to you on television, you say, "I'm stepping in my divine place right now." Now, in order for that, developing the apostolic and prophetic believers, those texts, you see Paul the apostle say that he's bringing the Gentile in and everybody going to be the same. Let's look at 4, 5, 6 points right quick that you're going to have to develop. Turn to Romans chapter 10, familiar scripture, verse 17. And it's a very clear statement, the hearing of faith. You're going to have, when you're reading the scripture, when you're sitting here, you're going to have to hear faith. You can't just hear a man. You can't just hear a scripture read. You got to hear faith.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, so then faith coming by what?
Hearing.
Now, you're talking about a special kind of hearing and hearing by the word of God. See, is you hearing the word of God properly with the word of God because of your ability to receive it at the level you live in, the word of God turning into spirit and life.
Yes,
it become a lamp to your feet. And a light to your path, no matter where you're traveling.
Yes.
See, you got to be hear the word, hear it in the spirit. So then faith come by hearing, it produced the spirit of faith. So faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. It's not talking about hearing about no hooping and hollering and jumping and spitting and kicking. Hearing the word. Hear what God said.
Yes,
I'm your shepherd, you should not want. What? Did you really hear that? Why are you going around with wants then? You didn't hear it. If you still got a want list, 50 miles long, been in church 50 years, praying about that for 32 years, that's wrong. And I'm going to tell God, take the phone off the hook if you go back there with that mess. I'm just going to tell God, just take your phone off the hook and just let him sit there, let her stay there and just cry, because I taught him better. So just take your phone off the hook, Lord, and go to bed. So I'm telling God, take the phone off the hook for you tonight. With all that repetition going over the same thing, asking the same thing, once you ask for it, it's yours.
Yeah.
Ask and it should be given.
Yes, sir.
Right? Now, notice in Philippians 3:10, here's another aspect of this apostolic and prophetic believer that being developed here based on Ephesians 4:11 through 16. You read that at home. In Philippians 3:10, we must stop feeling after God. You must stop letting your feeling control you, whether you're in there or not. You're in there before you go in. So you can't be ruled by feeling, because feeling is flaky. It's Satan. He can make you feel any kind of way. So there in Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him. Oh, know him, know him, know him. What, and when once you know him, what else come up? And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformed unto his death. Now I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you a leap right here. The Holy Spirit just called it to me. In reading that verse, I want to leap into another verse. All right? In reading that verse, let me read it again. That I may know him. That I may what?
Know him.
And what else?
And the power of his
what else?
And the fellowship of his
now why he had to put the fellowship of his suffering in it? I'm going to show you. Being made conformable unto his death. You must right now die to all failures. Knowing and recognizing that I can't fail because I already won. Go to Hebrews 12:2. No, you better take 1:2 because we want to lay aside some weight. Hebrews 12:1. Because a lot of you've been carrying burdens and carrying at large, you know, at large. Yeah, I'm talking to you at large,
yes,
that you don't afford to carry.
Yes,
wherefore, seeing we are so compassed by with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside what?
Every
weight and what?
Sin
which what? Do what? Beset us and let us what?
Run.
Now, watch what Jesus went through in the next verse, and he kept moving. It looked like nothing wasn't working out. How you think he felt when he was on that cross? How you think, you see what I'm saying? What kind of ideas come? You're bleeding, spikes in both hands, your breast getting short, your blood flowing. It was showing us you may go through something. But listen be careful. Don't stop and park. You must know your destiny at all times. My destiny is victory. No matter what come up. Now, if you're really looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, now what it is, who for the joy that was set before him, endured joy. I don't know if you want me to take this. Every cross that come in your life is a promotion.
Yes, sir.
Every time Satan swing at you, God will take you to another grade.
Yes, sir.
For the joy that was set before him. See, you always got to have joy set before you. I'm going through this, but, you know, I got joy because I know I'm out. It drives Satan crazy when you dance and got a problem. You start, hallelujah. You say, what? Now, watch what I'm about to say now. And I hope the Spirit breathes on you. When you dancing and you got a problem, you know what Satan's saying? She know. She know this temporary. He know I can't hold him here. I'm going to get somebody who don't know. I'm going to get a good church member who don't know that they got authority over me. Ooh, you better heard the Holy Spirit say just now. Every defeat in your life is deception.
Wow.
Write that down. Every defeat you accept in your life, you put the word accept. Every defeat you accept in your life is deception from the evil one. And your agreement. Acception and agreement. Because you're not thinking apostolic and you're not moving prophetically. Disagree with failure. Say no. Now look at that second voice there. Look at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
Yes, sir.
Now what that mean? The joy was set before him. He had his father worried that cross wasn't going to, you got the same word.
Yes.
Despite the shame. Oh, they said, don't worry about what other people are thinking.
That's right.
If you hit a rut in the road, don't worry about what they say.
Right.
Just worry, don't even worry at all. Just be glorified with what God has told you.
Yes.
But look where you end up at. See, that voice will let you know anything you're going through.
Right.
Through.
Yes,
sir. You don't see. Through. And I can tell you right now, anybody hearing the sound of my voice right now, whatever is not functioning proper in your body, in your life, you're just going. Don't park in the handicapped spot. Boy, that was a good one. In the spirit, don't park in the handicapped spot. The handicap for the handicap. You're not handicapped, even though you may look like you're handicapped at that moment, but you're going through that voice.
Yes.
I'm trapped. I'm always traveling.
Yes.
That you start, that's the handicapped spot. And you can walk good. You won't park there. You don't even have a tag to park there. Police come and lock you up for me and park in that spot. That's where the Holy Ghost want to lock you up because you're parking in the wrong spot. In the hand, where you can't handle it. You can't get out of there. I hope every time you see a handicapped spot, you think about our priest to you tonight and tell you don't park in a handicapped spot as if you can't make it. That ain't apostolic. But if you taught all the power up here, and you got to be under me for everything. No, I can't go all y'all home. The Lord told me train you how to fight yourself. Don't be calling me at no 3:30 in the morning. I say, who? Don't you know I'm sleeping? Don't you know I'm human? I taught you Wednesday night. Go look at your note. Hang up on you. Now, a pastor can't hang up him. Because he's trying to appease you. But an apostle will hang up on you. Go do what I told you. Thus said the Lord. Grow up. Seen supernaturally. What I said?
Seen.
Now turn to 1 Corinthians 2:9. Seen supernaturally. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I'm all about my clothes. But as it's written, I have not seen nor ear heard. So let's say seen and hearing supernaturally. Neither have entered into the heart of man. Understanding supernaturally. Seeing supernaturally. Hearing supernaturally. Understanding supernaturally. That's what that voice is talking about. But in the natural, you can't. You see what he said? But it's written, I have not seen. That's your natural physical eye. We look at it. Which or ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. You ever sat down to a nice dining room table, real dressed up, real nice and prepared, and then somebody say grace, and then you still sitting around there talking about what to do. Get up and get out of my house. And that's what God is saying to you. That he said, didn't he say he prepared a table for us?
Yes.
Why did he say he prepared it at? What?
Yes, sir.
Why did he say that? The table still there no matter what's happening. See the table. Stop eaten from the enemy table. The offers he's making to you. So in the natural, you're not going to be apostolic. You're not going to be prophetic. Go to the next verse. I got to find a closing place here, and I'm going to prophesy. But God, yes, daughter, has revealed. Let him reveal it.
Yes.
I heard something just now. Now listen very carefully. When you're dealing with something, before you make your appeal, let God reveal. Don't jump with your pet scripture, because God might use a complete opposite scripture for that situation. So God is calling you to live a revealing life. Let me reveal myself to you. Let me go beyond Baptist, Catholic, Word of Faith, Charismatic, whoever they are. Let me go to sons of God.
Yes.
Let's operate in sonship.
Yes, sir.
Not membership.
Yes, sir.
Now remember what we're dealing with. Developing apostolic and prophetic believing. Now you've been reading the Bible a while and somebody said, oh yeah, I understand it. Stop lying. The body of Christ at large have no idea about the apostolic and prophetic believers. Matter of fact, many denominational structure going to jump and holler. He teaching them that they apostolic and they prophetic. Yes, because the Bible teaches.
Yes,
look at the 10th verse. I got to close. Look at the 10th verse. Jesus. First Corinthians. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit, ooh, Lord, searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. That's your divine right. All right. The speaking after the mind and operation of the Spirit. Speaking, you have the ability, speaking after the mind of the Spirit, and the operation of the Spirit. Romans 8, 26 through 28, we'll close there. Romans 8, 26, 27 and 28. I think I run you through that. It talks about the mind of the Spirit. It talks about the will of God. It talks about the love of God. It talks about the call of God. It talks about the purpose of God. But then right in the midst of that, it says all things.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work together unless you understand all the different aspects. Yes, we have infirmity. But our infirmity is God's strength. When we find out we can't make it by ourselves, when we find out that we're incapable of walking two steps without him, I can't breathe without him. When we fully depend on God for everything and not let this world give us a substitute. They come a substitute because they're trying to copy God. Satan like to go to some churches. He go sit up and sing with them, clap. He look at the person, I love you, come on. But I'm going to whip your tail tomorrow. Because you're not learning nothing. I want you, when you get up tomorrow morning, see Jesus. Don't see Leroy. See Jesus. My job is to train you how to walk with him. He's the man. I'm not the man. He's the man.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Then Romans 8, 26, speaking, get that down now, speaking after the mind and the operation of the Spirit. That's the way you become apostolic. That's the way you become prophetic. Speaking because, see, Your infirmity's got to be in there because you got a body and you got a mind, a natural mind. And that's where Satan wakes from, your natural mind and your body, if you don't know how to control it. See, that's where Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, write them notes down. Romans 12, 1, 2, 3 come in. That you take care of your total man. You know how to take care of your body, you know how to take care of your mind, and you know how to take care of your spirit. Therefore, you're going to know how to operate in faith. You come to the point that you don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but think soberly. Then your faith can work. I'm making a reservation for my wife while I had to eat. And the lady said, who? I said, Dr. Leroy Thompson. Because they operate better when you call your doctor. A lot of said Reverend. She said, okay, Rev. Because so much disrespect have come for the Reverend because the Reverend disrespect himself. So I learned that from my son in Columbus, Ohio. When he make a reservation, he said, Dr. David Fogg. And if somebody, the doctor boy, she's a wooden statement. Had a doctor coming? I was laying on bed, the little chicken. What's your chicken? Checking my karate out today. My son, my oldest son, always go with me when I get the checkup. And I was laying there. Nothing wrong with him, I'm just getting a check. And so I was laying there. I said, ma'am. Are you born again? I'm on the bed now. I got all these things on me. I said, she said, huh? I said, born again, what that mean? She says, no, I don't know what that is. I said, when you finish, I'm going to work on you. We both got it. I said, bow your head. You about to get born again. She thanked me. Now, she said something, though. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to hear it. I'm Methodist. Yeah. Ain't no Methodist going to heaven. That's right. A person born again wearing the title Methodist going. But not Methodist by itself. They're not in heaven. They're going to have a line for the Methodists and for the Baptists. Jesus is the only ticket you can get in heaven with. But she got born again. Isn't that something? Now, see, I'm trying to train my witness, my people. Anywhere you go, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, I'm laying on that bed. I'm laying on that table. And he said, ask her. I said, and she was shocked. I said, ma'am, you ever been born again? Born again. She said, what do you mean? I explained to her what it is. And I had my, always keep my pad with me with the little, what you call them, little cards or something you get. Pamphlet to give them so they can understand what born again means. That's your first order. Win people to Christ. Put it in your prayer life. That is one of the significant factor of your growth, that you challenge men and women of God to be saved. Are you hearing me? Don't pass that opportunity up. You're going to be so sorry you missed that opportunity. And then we get down to verse 28. After you go through verse 26, 27, you get down to verse 28. All things work together. All right, stand up. I'm going to give you a prophecy that God gave me. I prayed in tongue and he gave me this. I'm going to give it to you. He's given me so many now in my prayer time. I'll just begin with this one tonight. Encounters in the spirit is where you must stand. Always yielding with a babe-like faith, trusting God to fill all the spots with supernatural endowment and understanding. Yeah, yield to my spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the life in the spirit. Yield to spiritual wisdom, spiritual knowledge, spiritual understanding, and stand your ground. Stand in faith. Stand in the power of the Holy Ghost. Stand in the anointing. Stand in the unction. Stand in wisdom. Stand in boldness. Stand in confidence and access to the realm in which I live, you may live. Yes, move beyond the flesh and move beyond the natural mind and let the mind of the spirit take over, and you will see great and mighty things that you have never seen before. You will hear things you've never heard before. You will do things you've never done before. For my spirit rests upon you. All you have to do, yield, be led, be fed. Just yield to my spirit. Give God praise. And I'll leave you with this, because I heard it just now. I want you to hear this. I have the full potentials of God in me. Woo, I love it. Just think about what you're saying now. Just think what you, so the other words say, I'm loaded.
I'm loaded.
Other words, everything God can do is on the inside of me. And he gave me a route to what he called faith. So when I use my faith, I can do exactly what God said he can do. Because it's not me doing it, it's God doing it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.